It is 9 minutes after 12 o'clock, and it is my pleasure to welcome to the studio Reed Morrison and Sam Beer, who together are at least two-fifths of the True Top Flyers. Gentlemen, thanks for coming today.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome to Excursions. It's been a delight listening to you sound check and warm up. And if you would, just go ahead and show us a little fruits of your labor. Treetop Flyers are two-fifths of them anyway, so pleased to have them in playing this very special acoustic set for us. It's Sam Beer and Reed Morrison. That's Things Will Change from the new album. Their debut, you guys have been a band for 4 years and finally just released this record.
Yeah, it takes a while these days in a band. You know, everything's changed now, industries and stuff. You know, it's about finance. We don't have the money, basically.
Sure.
So we finally got the money to pay for it and the chance to get a full length down, which is great.
Yeah, it's Things Will Change, the lead track from this collection, The Mountain Moves, and things have changed for you. I mean, what an interesting ride. You guys sort of hit the ground running when you won a folk festival contest, really, and were featured then on the main stage. And it's really been quite an excursion, pardon my show name in there, since then. How did you come together to even enter the contest, if you will, back in...
It's a Glastonbury Emerging Talent Competition. There's like 20,000 bands.
Wow. That
enter it. There's a lot of competition, obviously. It feels very unnatural as a musician, I think, to feel like it's a competition with other bands, because if you like other people's music, why would you not want them to succeed? But we actually forgot that we entered it, which was quite rock and roll of us, or arrogant. But we know we got a call on tour one day from a manager, I think, saying, you know, you're in the final. And we went down and played the competition in front of Michael Evers and a few people who were involved with the festival. And I think we didn't expect to win it at all. And it's changed a lot of things for us.
Interestingly, this record recorded in the United States, which was its own journey. How did that come around?
Well, we had a list of producers we wanted to work with. And the top of the list was Noah Georgeson, who produced the record. He's worked with Devendra Barnhart, Bert Jansch, Johnny Newsom. And we thought he would say no. It was like a sort of golden list we sort of put together. And he heard the record, heard our demos, and he's like, yeah, I really want to work with you guys. Doesn't ever work with bands, so that was quite a privilege to him to say yes. And then it was a choice of doing it even in England or doing it here. And he loves this country more than England. So he went to LA and did it. Or Malibu, to be precise.
The dream.
No kidding. Yeah. And so, actually, I was reading a little bit of something on your record label's Loose Music assessment of you, and that when you got there to begin recording, there was some sort of strange eviction situation on the studio. What was happening? You guys had an extra 2 weeks to just travel the country.
Yeah, well, Loose is our record label in the UK, and we're on Partisan over here. But what happened was, the guy who owned the studio, he was quite a chancer, I suppose. He was a lovely guy, but he was sort of took a while to pay the bills, I gathered, in the end. So we come back from the shopping trip, and there's eviction notes on the door. This is before we even started record.
We all ran to our rooms to see if our guitars were still there.
Oh, no. And they were, of course.
Yeah. Luckily,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we called him. He said, oh, don't worry, it's fine. No panic. I was like, really? Panicking pretty bad now.
There's a sign on the door.
There's a big man outside the door.
But somehow it worked out, and you got this amazing collection of tunes, 11 of them in the can. It's The Mountain Moves, and I just really have appreciated the vibe of all of these songs. And if you would, play us another.
Cool. Seems to listen, they're playing their own game.
Don't give us shelter from the uncontrolled. Hanging in the balance, not in the fold. Battle through each day to beat back these fires. Long like a lion tamer, defender for the liars. But we don't know nothing. Maybe we should.
It's Reed Morrison and Sam Beer of Treetop Flyers on 91.3 WYSO. Live music for your lunch hour on Excursions. It's just a delight to have you guys in here, and I'm beginning to think, I don't know if you've heard Mumford & Sons, so I know you've had varying associations and gigs and musical crossing of vectors with. They're on that Gentlemen of the Road tour, playing just a series of basically smaller towns in the United States. And one of them that got picked for this is Troy, in Troy, Ohio, just a little piece up the road here. And they're bringing quite an ensemble of characters. And it just occurs to me that our CD of the month is Little Comets, band from the UK. And I'm beginning to think there's a second or maybe even third British invasion going on here.
Well, hopefully.
We're up for that.
Yeah.
But we come in peace.
You clearly do. You clearly do come in peace. What's this scene like? It seems like there's a folk rock awesome that certainly, you know, got well underway with Richard Thompson back in the day and his great work.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We love him.
Don't you? Oh, man. What a huge part of what we do here. Musically on WYSO, been just a core piece of artist throughout the whole way. But there's this second, or maybe even third now, depending upon how you gauge it, folk rock blossoming.
You know, I think when like you said Mumford & Sons, when a band comes out with a certain style of music and people get into it, then they kind of they delve off and find other pockets in that kind of genre, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, and that's for us a good thing for us as a band. And you know, bands like ourselves that just kind of like the folk sound, but do it a bit different than the bluegrass folk sound,
right.
I suppose.
Also, would we, I don't know if I'd be wrong in saying this, but good music never goes away. It's just if what you're looking at, you know, there's always people with acoustic guitars writing songs and keeping things to the, you know, the basic principles of songwriting and just making music. It's just depending on, you know, who hears it.
Well, it's just a delight to hear your music, and we really have enjoyed this record. It's just out on Partisan Records. It had a release in April in the UK. We got a hold of it in May, and I just appreciate the vibe on here, and the listeners are liking it as well. Everyone's really liked She's Gotta Run, and, of course, that first song that you played. If you'd play us another one, we just will soak up. You've got a good summer feel to what you're doing.
I think our music sounds good when it's sunshine.
It does, doesn't it?
We don't get enough of that in the UK anyway.
So yeah,
we compensate. We'll bring our own sunshine.
Sunshine in our minds and in our songs. It's Treetop Flyers live, or at least two-fifths of them anyway, on 91.3 WYSO.
Of the night, say hello, but there's no one in sight. Hence the time I'm waving 1, 2, 3. I keep my head down, so button up my ring. you're ready to go. I'll ride this wave wherever it goes. The wind is tearing at Sunday's clothes, Monday blows. I hear the bird song on the radio. Keep hold of bird songs and the love you know. Have you got your ticket for the picture show? I woke up and was ready to fly. I couldn't help but wait in line. Kind of felt I was wasting my time. Don't you know? I'm chasing rabbits in a mirror. I fit an eye behind a wooden house. I saw a fairy through the garden door. I hear the bird song on the radio. Keep hold of bird songs and the love you know. Have you got your ticket for the picture show? Picture show.
Reed Morrison and Sam Beer of Treetop Flyers, live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. Dan Yoakam, one of my favorite promoters, and working with you guys, traveling around the country, is in here, and I was explaining there's something about your vocals that you don't often find in people that aren't related. I've come to call the term blood harmony, that there's like an emergent property that happens when sisters or fathers and sons or mothers and daughters, when they sing, there's like this an emergent property. And it's my understanding you're not related, and yet you have that.
Reed's my brother from another mother.
You know, I think I've known Sam for a few years now, and we both appreciate each other's voices when we weren't together in the band. I mean, as soon as we started singing together, it was instant. We just knew that it worked, and you know, so let's just run with it and see what happens. And luckily we're here now talking to you. So it's worked so far.
See how it pays off to sing harmony?
It does pay off.
So nice. Again, just a lovely and lush record. Been a nice soundtrack for us since the spring. It's The Mountain Moves. That's Treetop Flyers, just out on Partisan Records. If people wanted to sort of keep track of your goings on, if you know where you're going to be, what are you working on, what's a good place to point their web browser?
Yeah, a Facebook, Facebook and website, which is www.treetopflyers.co.uk, and the Facebook is facebook.com/
one of those, you know, the slash
some kind of slash.
Treetop Flyers band. But nice. if you Google it, I think we're one of the first things that pops up, so that's always pretty nice to see.
That's a relief.
Yeah, no doubt. With the name though comes sort of with its own context and interest, because it's, of course, in some respects taken from the Stephen Stills song, but also there's a little more to it than that.
Well, I think to do a band name is always a horrible experience.
Yeah.
You know, imagine it's like choosing your own name. That would be even worse.
Really?
There was actually a really interesting program on your station, I think it was yesterday, about that.
Yeah. You're listening to WYSO.
I checked you out in the car yesterday.
Bless you.
Yeah, subscribed to the podcast.
Everyone
else. No, but we came across the Treetop Flyers name. It was the Stephen Seals song is one way of referencing it, but the other way is also there were a bunch of pilots who came back from the Vietnam War, and they were, you know, looking for work, and, you know, it must be quite something to come back after that anyway. And they formed a group which was called the Treetop Flyers, and that was to do crop dusting. Some say it was to do crop dusting and nice things, and the others say it was maybe moving some substances across borders. But
I have heard both of those stories. Yes.
Yeah, well, but yeah, the main idea behind that is sort of outsiders, or, you know, people who might not be wanted at the time, coming together. And we felt when we formed this band that we were sort of on the peripheral of a music scene. You know, we weren't the coolest kids in school kind of thing. And it sort of made... We also had a deadline. We had to make a name. So, you know, we got some terrible ones. We're not going to tell you.
There's some real bad ones. Share. So we could put those on a do not list.
Yeah, but, that's the bloopers kind of thing.
Band name bloopers.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, the bloopers.
That's a good one.
I kind of like it. We got Reed and Sam of the Treetop Flyers live in the studio. If you'd play one more for us, that would be awesome. But also, I want to say, or I want to ask you, so are the other three-fifths, what are they doing? And are they completely jealous that you get to just ramble about the United States?
Well, when we got asked to do this trip, they were like, "That is fine, it's fine. You know, if you go out there and promote the band, it helps us as well."
Sure.
But I do think there's a bit of jealousy in there, or a tiny bit of, I wish we were here in the sunshine in Ohio talking to you. And I can't even say that there.
He's not doing very well today.
No, you're doing fine.
But yeah, I think there's a part jealousy.
Sure.
I think there's absolutely huge jealousy, which makes this even more enjoyable.
So much more rich.
Ah, yeah.
Well, I also want to wonder, and this is, I had a couple of chances to go to the UK, mainly London, and it's... You've been traveling by car, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the primarily here. So it must be strange and wonderful to you to be able to drive so many miles in a single direction and still not fall off into the ocean.
And be in a straight line, yeah. I think yesterday we drove 400 miles yesterday.
We're doing, myself, Reed and Dan, who's traveling with us, we're doing a bet, basically, of we guess the speedometer, or the mileometer, or whatever it's called.
Speedometer.
Yeah. You don't want to guess that.
The odometer, right?
The state trooper might have a word to say. A polite tap on the shoulder. No, but we're doing bets on, you know, what did it read? I said 4,000 miles, did I say?
You said 3,700.
Yeah, Reed said 4,050.
And Dan said 4,200?
I think we're all going to lose.
And you mean before it's all said and done?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've got proof.
Mm-hmm. How cool. I bet you're enjoying it.
So, yeah. It's been great.
I mean, I would love it, even if it weren't like a, you know, to a foreign country to discover. It's just nice to drive.
Why don't you just walk out and come with us?
Okay, let's see. What time is it? World Cafe comes on at 1. Yeah, I think we can go.
You're in.
There's a nice cowboy shirt store down the road that we want to visit, so you could come for that at least.
You two are delightful. I'm so pleased that even if it is just the two-fifths, that you can represent the Treetop Flyers for us on excursions today. If you would be so kind as to play us one more tune, I would so love it. Can you tell us a little bit about it as you head in?
Okay, this one is actually the first song myself and Reed wrote together, Baptism of Fire, and it was it still is called Is It All Worth It?
Early wheat blues are running through my veins, getting me down and driving me insane. Please stop working the way you do, you're corrupting my point of view. Controlling my brain and death in my name, setting people close to this heart. Accusations roll freely as they blow, something as significant as dust.
And is it all worth it, or hear you say? Last night seemed so far away. And is it all worth it in the end, my friend? Is it all worth it in the end?
Circus full of fun that can never be undone. Memories help the world go round. friends made and new friends lost. But does this come at a cost when you start to doubt the one you love? I've been invited to buy those clues before, but chose to lock all my doors. Invitation not required this time. Since I've been lying in my bed, the blues are running through my head. Looks like the party starting without me now. And is it all worth it, you say? Last night seemed so far away. And is it all worth it? End, my friend, is it all worth it in the end? Da 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 da. Time to wear the blues goodbye. I paid the fee, so less than love. This is what I like to think, but you all know I dream for the early week blues again. With those early week blues, once again, my friend, those early blues again. Trust is love. And love is trust. Trust is love. And love is trust. And is it all worth it, I say? Last night seemed so far away. And is it all worth it in the end, my friend? Is it all worth it in the end? And is it all worth it in the end, my friend? Is it all worth it in the end?
Just gorgeous. The first tune you ever wrote together.
It's downward from there onward.
It's beautiful. The last tune on the new record called The Mountain Moves, just out. Well, just out. I consider within the last 6 months, it's just out on Partisan.
It's just, yeah. A couple of months.
You guys will be in Cincinnati tonight playing May Day. And a week from tomorrow, next Tuesday, the 27th, you'll be at the Rumba Cafe in Columbus. What a delight to meet you and to listen to you play. I really appreciate your. I know it was not easy for you to get here at this hour in the morning, but I really appreciate that you did.
We're used to it now.
Anything we should know about coming down the pike? What should we look out for you guys?
Us.
Yes. Good one. You know, and I think it's probably true. We should look out for you guys. Thanks for being here. We're going to play one from the record. It's called Waiting on You. You want to tell us a little bit about that as we head in?
Yeah. My father passed away about a year and a half ago. So before he passed away, had, you know, it's not a nice feeling to know that. So I had loads of ideas for writing a song to kind of help me ease the pain a bit, I suppose. Yeah, and it's just, that's about him. It was about trying to wait for him to get better. Unfortunately, he didn't. Mm. But, you know, life is as it is sometimes. Yeah, so it's a tribute to him. And, you know, it's like a universal, I suppose, idea that, you know, you want someone to get better and just have the faith in someone getting better, the hope, and, you know,
a lot of people. And that hope can give them strength as well.
Yeah, you know, it's helped. A lot of people say it's helped them get through some stuff, listen to it, and that's a great feeling for me to give back to someone, because it helped me to write it, so.
There's something in the sharing of it. Thank you so much,
gentlemen. Thanks for having us.
Oh,
thank you very
delight.
Much. Real pleasure.
Thank you.